Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The Minnesota Hockey Hall of Fame's new 120,000-square-foot facility will be in Invergrove Heights. Mayor Brenda Dietrich says the hall will provide a great opportunity for young people and families.
Our residents want an organic place to gather. There's going to be hands-on things to do. There's going to be, obviously, hockey, if you're involved in that, playing, watching, all of that social aspect that this brings.
The facility will feature a 30,000-square-foot museum, state-of-the-art ice rink, and a 20,000-square-foot performance venue. It's projected to open late 2028. A new KTSP Survey USA poll finds both President Trump and Minnesota Governor Walz struggling to win majority approval among registered Minnesota voters. The survey shows Trump with 42% approval and 55% disapproval statewide. Governor Walz fares only slightly better with an even split, 48% approve and 48% disapprove. Critics of Walz point to frustration over his administration's failure to curb state government fraud. As the year draws to a close, it looks like Congress will once again fail to pass a new five-year farm bill. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish says cuts to the SNAP food program fractured the farm bill coalition in Congress.
It'll be a struggle, but I guess we don't give up. We still need a farm bill, so it'll be a lot of us putting the pieces back together, and how you can restore some of that SNAP funding will probably have to be part of it to be able to get a coalition together to actually pass a farm bill.
The current farm bill has been extended multiple times, currently through September 30th of next year. And the Minnesota DNR is preparing for a late-season chronic wasting disease hunt over the weekend. Wildlife Supervisor Eric Hildebrand says the permit areas with CWD are in the southeast part of the state.
It's an opportunity for hunters to help reduce deer densities in those persisting infection areas, because that's one way this disease can spread, is through higher deer densities. So giving hunters the opportunity to help out and harvest additional deer.
Hildebrand says there is a 5-deer bag limit, but most hunters don't take more than 2. In other headlines, strong words and emotions during public testimony at this morning's House Fraud Prevention Committee hearing. Nate Olson is a disability advocate and told Republicans and Democrats to get Minnesota's fraud problem under control.
I'm very scared for my little brother if he goes into an ICS home, but right now he's home with my parents, and he's going to stay there because I'm going to keep fighting for these disability people, because none of them are right here, and I am their voice. It is time for us to say enough is enough.
The hearing was called to examine fraud prevention in the Departments of Health and Human Services. The Federal Transportation Administration recently awarded the Minnesota Department of Transportation nearly $18 million in grant funding to help rural Minnesota transit providers upgrade their vehicle fleets and infrastructure. The money will help replace aging vehicles and transition fleets into cleaner propane technology. Attorney General Keith Ellison says Menards will pay over $630,000 to Minnesota as part of a multi-state settlement. The deal resolves claims that Menards misled customers with its 11% off rebate ads and engaged in price gouging during the COVID pandemic. This is MNN.